Amen. Saints, we turn to week 36. I read the title. And then the Roman numerals.
The Holy Anointed One signifies Christ, a all-inclusive Spirit coming to us from God, whereas the incense signifies Christ going to God for us. This is the divine habit in two directions. The incense consisted of 5 degrees. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament signify our prayer.
And then Roman numeral 4.
The two altars, the bronze altar and the golden incense altar, are closely related in our spiritual experience.
And then let's read to the verses on day 1, Exodus 30, 34 to 35.
The Lord said to Moses, take razor spices, sackcloth, and honka, and gabbana, bring it to my hands with pure frankincense. Let thou be a people of our own need, and ye shall make them with these gifts, according to the compound, according to the word of the compound, since ye are so called, pure and holy.
And they took.
Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
Philippians 3.
The knowledge and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being conformed to his death.
And day 3.
And you shall be strong on this very time, and push some of them before the testimony in the general meeting. For I will be with you, it shall be to you most holy. Strong is good, but if the strong becomes unstrong, with what will you restore his strongness? Have strong in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.
And day 4.
Eating heavy on heart and golden molds full of incense, which bowls are the prayers of the saints. and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and much incense was given to him to offer with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hands of the angel before God. And he now made a censer full of gold and fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of finely ground fragrant incense, and radiated beside the veil. And he shall pour the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the expiation cover that is over the testimony, so that he shall not die.
Six.
And the earth shall burn on it fragrant incense. Every morning when he gathers the sun, he shall burn it. Then when he puts the golden altar in the special meeting before the veil, and he burns the fragrant incense on it, as Jehovah had commanded Moses.
Then we can turn to Exodus 30. 30. And Jehovah said to Moses,
fragrant spices with pure frankincense. There shall be an equal part of each. And you shall make of it incense, a fragrant amount according to the word of a compounder, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very fine, and put some of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, for I will be with you. It shall be to you most holy. When the incense was heated on me, you shall not make for yourselves according to the consecration. It shall be holy to you for Jehovah. Whoever shall make any like it, to smell it, shall be cut off from his people.
I wanted to read part of the footnote for 34. The fragrant spices signify the triumph God and resurrection. The number 3 signifies both the triumph God and resurrection, and the addition of pure frankincense, making the number of ingredients 4 signifies the humanity of Christ. The number 4 signifies Christ as God's creature. The compounding of the 4 ingredients in one essence signifies the mingling of God with man, of divinity with humanity in Christ as the incense.
Amen.
Each of the 3 spices signifies the death of Christ as follows. State, economorph, a resinous gum produced by a tree signifies the death of Christ generating life. Anika, the shell of an animal that grows in the marshes of the Red Sea, signify the death of Christ with his redemptive life, signified by the animal life. The bottom, also a resinous gum from a tree, signifies the powerful death of Christ, generating life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So this week I was enjoying any like. So the priests, in order for them to go to the tabernacle, they had to be cleansed and at the labor, and then so they can enter into the tabernacle, and everything had to be in order. And then, so I wanted to read like Matthew 6:33. It says, "Seek first His kingdom, and everything shall be added to you." Right.
Amen.
So we just run the race, and anointing is God is coming to us. It's a two-way traffic, and with the incense, we are going to God.
Amen.
With Christ, through Christ.
Amen.
And then, so the compound of the anointing was the state, the Anika, and the Gabbana, right? And then the state was to generate many sons. I appreciate that from the young people's meeting last night. Whenever we have an opportunity, we can preach the gospel, and so the Lord will have His way in speaking His word. And the Anika is to redeem fallen sinners. Amen. And then the Gabbana is to expel the enemy. And then the frankincense is anointing. So I was appreciating that we need to be salted, beating, and burned. Amen. In our experiences, we go through different things. The Lord is grounding us. So we need to have a genuine experience with the ointment, so He can ground us. We can experience Him. We just open to Him. And all kinds of situations, even when it doesn't make sense, right? The Lord is we just open to Him. So I'm appreciating that the prayer are answerable because they're acceptable. So the Lord, by the incense that is burned, the prayers are acceptable. So we can enjoy Him, pray Him. He's the unique one. So He's guarding our heart, and we're acceptable to live Christ and be for His purpose. So then the message at the end, it mainly talks about the life of the two altars. It's mainly for daily living. And then at the incense altar, they have to offer all the offerings, the meal offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering, the burnt offering, and the heave offering, the wave offering, and drink offering, which is for God's satisfaction. So it includes His ascension, His amen, and His resurrection. And I wanted to read Hebrews 9:14. How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer Himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
Amen.
Amen. So you see that there was a sort of like a separation with the ark and the incense. But once we come into the Lord's presence, there's no separation. He makes it it's clear. Everything's clear in the Lord, and we are in His presence. Daily living, we can live in His presence.
Amen.
Wherever we are, and this is our constitution, no matter where we come from, we can participate and enjoy God to live in His presence, daily living. I don't forget where I come from, but I have to reject all my views, everything from the old man, so I can live in His presence day by day without no separation. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think this week's message is so rich. Amen. And so high and so deep. Right? So when I was considering what you shared this morning, I really don't know, you know, what kind of fellowship will help myself and help all the saints. But I really touch, you know, the point brother is sharing his messages. He brings us to see again their series of messages connect together. The first one is a message 29. There we have golden incense altar, right? And that typifies the intercessory Christ. And in message 32, we have this expiation silver. Actually, it's related to this golden incense altar, because when the priest prayed before this golden incense altar, that they will reach, well, he will realize there's a need to pray for the formation of the army for God's economy, God's purpose, God's move on the earth. And now this message actually brings us to this incense, right? You know, what is the incense? You know, we know incense altar, at the incense altar we burn incense, but what is incense? And on the, actually this, for so many years, I feel I always be very confused. So, you know, Roman numeral 3 tells us in Old Testament, in both Old Testament and in the New Testament, the incense typify our prayer.
Right.
But right away on the point A, say actually the incense is resurrected and ascended Christ.
Amen.
So if incense is our prayer or the incense is Christ. Actually, I think this time is really very open to me. You know, if our prayer is not this resurrected, ascended Christ, our prayer is not genuine prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Or our prayer is not really reach the need of the Lord.
Amen.
Please or satisfy the need of God.
Amen.
But how we can provide our prayer that really meet that need. We need to see, you know, we cannot pray according to our natural being.
Right.
Every time we come to pray, especially I will touch these five ingredients. And this, the first three, signify the different aspect of the death of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one is frankincense, right? It signifies his resurrection. But these four are all need to be sorted. And sorted actually typify the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So our prayer, if we come to pray, we are not at the cross, then our prayers actually is all coming out from our concept, and that cannot satisfy the Lord. They cannot satisfy God.
Right.
So, but no matter how I think this, the truth is so precious. You know, yesterday the PSRP, some of our brothers and sisters, we really enjoyed it that time. And many of us share that we have a lot of the opportunity to learn about this ingredient of the holy anointing oil.
Mm-hmm.
But we have much less, especially I think me and several saints, we have much less opportunity to learn about these three spices, right? I don't even can spell it right or pronounce it right.
Mm-hmm.
But we have such a clear truth, but most important is we need to put it into practice.
Amen.
If we don't practice it, it's really just doctrine. But as I remember at the end of the message, Brother Ron, when Brother Ron shared, he said, we need to come to we really need to have the three stages of prayers. Right? The first stage is at the bronze altar. That's there we apply the blood of our Lord, and we were reminded every time we pray, we were reminded we are sinners. We need this redemption.
Right?
And we come into the holy place, and we enjoy the bread, and the word, and the light. And that's the second stage of our prayers. And we receive all the nourishment supply from the Lord. And we come to the incense altar and to pray. According not according to ourselves, but according to Christ. And in Christ with Christ. And that kind of prayer will ascend to the Father. And will, you know, activate his move on the earth. And that will please him. And this is every one of us we need to experience every day. Day by day, from the morning to the evening, may we have this kind of practice.
So I just heard someone say five concerning the two altars, the bronze altar and the golden incense altar, are closely related in our spiritual experience. And we need to have the burning understanding both from the bronze altar and from the golden incense altar. Both from the burning of the bronze altar and from the burning of the golden incense altar, a sweet savor ascends to God for His satisfaction.
Amen.
And in the morning nightmare, I enjoy that. To burn the incense actually means to pray Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The incense typifies the resurrected and ascended Christ, the unique one who is received by God and acceptable to Him.
Amen.
Thus He becomes a sweet savor to God.
Amen.
This savor, as the incense, should be in our prayer.
Amen.
Since the incense signifies Christ, the born, the incense means to pray Christ.
Amen.
God desires that when we pray Christ.
Amen.
And from both the burning on the offering altar and from the burning on the incense altar, a sweet savor ascends to God for His satisfaction.
Amen.
There was a difference, however, between these two kinds of burning.
Amen.
The burning on the offering altar was a burning of judgment, but the burning on the incense altar was a burning of acceptance.
Amen.
And I thank God for this burning, where we can be accepted.
Amen.
Amen for the fragrance of the three elements of our acceptance.
Amen.
The fragrance of Christ and His resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The verse says, God is good, but if the thought becomes unsloppy, with what will you result in sloppiness? Have thought in yourself, and be at peace with one another.
Amen.
And then in the reading, it says, in order to pray, my spirit must be without bias, and my motive and intention must be pure. To be pure in this way, it requires thought, it requires trust. You may still pray, even if you have bias in your spirit, but deep within you, you may realize that this is not the kind of prayer that the Lord desires. Do you intend to pray? As you are about to pray, you need to be cut out. So I just appreciate that, Lord. whenever we want to pray, a lot of times we just initiate from our own prayer. Mm-hmm. So the brother in prayer, Peter brother actually said, sometimes you need to experience that at certain time you actually don't have things to pray, so that you will stop and ask the Lord what which you want to pray. Mm-hmm. And only this kind of prayer will be a great spiritually craving to God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just appreciate that we need to be in the termination of the cross in order to be one with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the thought to be applied on our daily life so that we can learn to be one with Him.
This week's message was like, in the beginning, it's like a strong conviction to me. I said, Lord, throughout the whole message, one word keeps popping out, acceptable to God.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh Lord, all these years I've been a believer in the church life, Lord, how much of my prayers throughout the years were actually acceptable to you? Oh Lord, amen. But in the end, I just said, Lord, praise you. You're so full of grace and mercy. I'm still here. Well, you know, in the Old Testament, if whoever offered up the strange fire will be killed. But praise the Lord, we're in the New Testament. He's full of grace and mercy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure lots of my prayers haven't been acceptable to Him. But I'm still here. Meaning that the Lord is still giving me the opportunity to come forward to Him, to be filled with Him, to be terminated, to be crossed out, and become formed. Amen. And I just said, oh Lord, this Roman numeral 3, this outline, point A, in particular, the incense refers to the resurrected and ascended Christ.
Amen.
With all His work, fruit, and merit.
Amen.
All that He is, all that He has accomplished, and all that He does. I really appreciate all that He is and all that He does. Not that I don't appreciate what He has accomplished, but the important thing is the presence shows that He's still doing. He's still working in us.
Amen.
He is still transforming us. He's doing His work to reduce us, to fill more of Himself into us. As the Lord, I just want to be open to You.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that on day 5, Roman numeral 4 actually says, the two altars, the bronze altar and the golden incense altar, are closely related in our spiritual experience. How often we come forward to Him, and we probably bringing with all our needs, with all our requests, but each time we really touched Him, we got terminated, we got crossed out, and then we actually become, okay, Lord, what is it that You want? Lord, how can I satisfy You? Instead of always saying, Lord, oh, I need this, I need that, Lord, I need to satisfy me. But once in a while, the Lord would really open our eyes and see and let us see that we need to give ourselves to Him. He's the one who needs to be satisfied.
Amen.
But who can satisfy Him? no one else but that unique one, Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever we pray, it should be Christ. Amen. Amen. The prayers of Christ are our prayer, the intercessory Christ is the only thing, only one, only prayers that can satisfy God. It can be qualified to ascend to Him, to really satisfy Him. Anyway, so I was just, I really appreciate this message that we can see this, like Brother Kyle shared. I mean, really, in the past, we didn't pay much attention to this incense. I mean, we all, you know, enjoy and appreciate the holy anointing oil. But this incense, because it touches God's heart's desire. It relates to His move on the earth. It's closely related to carrying out His purpose on this earth. And, oh Lord, may the Lord gain us to be those who want to be absolutely one with Him in His prayer, so that God can fulfill His purpose on the earth.
Amen.
I was sharing to one of my students about a couple of mysteries, the mystery of God and the mystery of Christ. And I was sharing this verse as we die with Christ, we live with Christ. And he didn't understand, but we do a fellowship after the class. So I love him, was like, oh, wow. And this message says that we need to experience the kingdom of Christ in our prayer. Amen. For me, for a long time, I didn't understand much this 1 John chapter 3. When he is manifested, we all got the sons of God. When he is manifested in us, we can see him that he is. And also, the verse says that he listens to the prayer of the righteous. And I always used to pray, asking, oh, this and that, give us this, help this, help him, help my kids, give this. But I realize now when I'm listening to that sharing, that really, one time we have like some kind of high purposes, and we pray for ourselves, but we don't pray for His own pleasure, anything that He wants. And has this. Right now, this my neighbor. Remember, I asked you to pray for my neighbor Becky, who had cancer. We used to come and have a dinner with us. We used to share, but I didn't pursue to get calling her more, inviting her more to fellowship more. Right now, I spoke to her recently. She's in the hospital. She had a stroke, and she's like giving up. I said to her, "Don't give up." I said, "Don't give up, Becky. We're going to pray. Don't give up." So I called for the prayers of the righteous. Only Christ could pray to us. Just you are not just. I had to be in the Lord. The Lord has to pray to us. Because you want to give up, because you can't talk much, but I know. I was talking to Brother Ed yesterday. I asked him for your cancer too. But the Lord hears the prayers of the saints. And He's praying with the church. And just ask have mercy on all of us and have mercy on her. I tell the Lord, just have mercy on her. Give her another chance she can meet with us. And at the meeting that we have, we have some time, but she never came, right? And, I said, Lord, have mercy on her. Have mercy on us. She probably doesn't understand a lot of things, right? But this mystery is pretty much because she was a Catholic and she came to know the Lord now in these tribulations, right? But I know now these pieces. Pray and last that the church can be acceptable to the Lord. And be acceptable to the Lord in Catherine and his heart. Catherine Christ himself to us. So we have to humble ourselves for him and our work. Keep her in your prayers. Keep her in your prayers because she said, yes, I want you. So, you know, Lord, have mercy on her. Listen to your prayers and pray all these things in your righteous word. Help us to always, when we pray, pray without any purpose for us or any concern, any bias, any. We come to all in all this prayer. We are humble. Because sometimes we pray, we pray, and that sometimes doesn't work. I always pray for my kids to be able to see this manifestation that is only in me for my business. But he's manifesting in us as we see it. So I praise the Lord as we see this. This deep mystery that has been opened up to all of us.
I'm not quite sure how this will come out, but I was considering this message as I was reading through the outline, and I was considering, Lord, how can we view this message through the lens of your economy? And I was just thinking, well, I was like, this has to somehow fit in the big picture, right? And there has to be somehow be an application of this. And I was actually touched by Roman numeral 1, which says, the holy anointing. Oh, so these verses that talk about the incense in Exodus 30, they follow immediately the verses that talk about the anointing oil.
Right?
So the Roman numeral 1 says, the holy anointing oil signifies Christ as the all-inclusive spirit coming to us from God, whereas the incense signifies Christ going to God from us. This is a divine traffic in two directions. And I was considering, well, what does it mean that Christ is added to my prayers? I was just considering, like, you know, sometimes even if we try to pray for things that we know need to be prayed about, somehow, if that's not genuinely our burden before the Lord, that prayer, even in your own sense, you feel that prayer is not weighty, or that prayer is not really your prayer to the Lord. And I was just considering, actually, the Lord has to add himself to us to a point that eventually we are one with him at the incense altar. So that what ushers out of us, the prayer that ushers out of us, on one hand, it's our prayer. On another hand, it's prayer that has Christ added to it. It's us and Christ. It's our burden, but it's also God's burden. Right? Anyway, I was just impressed, like, eventually, if you read the verses in Revelation 8, it talks about how there's the another angel, which is Christ, right? And he offers the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which were before the throne. And the issue of those prayers is the judgment upon the earth.
Amen.
So actually, that means that God answers those prayers.
Amen.
Effectively, that's the execution of God's judgment, right?
Amen.
Those prayers move the Lord's hand.
Amen.
But anyway, I was just appreciating that actually these prayers is not apart from God mingling himself with us. Actually, if we just pray these things, that if we pray for Syria, if we pray for Europe, if we pray for all these things, and yet in that process, God has not been mingled with us, God has not been added to us. Actually, what issues out of our mouth somewhat fall short of what is really the prayers that the Lord needs.
if you read carefully in Roman numeral 3, it talks about how, it talks about, in A, it talks about everything that Christ is, everything that he has accomplished, and all that he does has to be added to our prayers.
Amen.
So anyway, I just appreciate this is a very organic process.
Amen.
This is altogether related to God's economy.
Amen.
And it's very mysterious, but somehow it's very experiential in our daily life. So anyway, may the Lord execute this out.
Amen.
In a deep way in our being.
Amen.
So I enjoyed just a short portion. This is in basics. It says, actually, regarding the incarnated triune God, there are two main consummations. The first consummation is the first altar, the bronze altar for the offering of all the sacrifices, Christ in his crucifixion, to solve all the problems of man before God. And so it's like here we... Well, okay. The second altar is the golden altar of incense, Christ in his ascension, for God's acceptance of the redeemed sinners. When we experience Christ in his ascension, we have a place of rest, and we sense that we are at home. At the first altar, we have a nest, and at the second altar, we have a resting place in the house of God. So I appreciate it. It's like, just in the last Roman numeral, the brother was bringing out how these two altars are related. You have Lord Jesus. The blood, the fire, and the anointing. Lord Jesus. And then in Psalms 84, it talks about how, or is it 83? Lord Jesus. 84, it says how even the sparrows have found their home. But it's appreciated because I feel like these are kind of mysterious things. I don't really quite have the experience of the Lord adding himself to my prayer and my prayer being completely for the Lord's move in a sense. But I appreciated that, at the bronze altar, we are terminated. You know, we experience Christ as the reality of all the offerings and the sacrifices. And he's the only one sufficient to God. But then, at the incense altar, that's how we can... It's the second altar is the golden altar of incense for God's acceptance of the redeemed sinner. So it's not that we're accepted in ourselves, but we're accepted in Christ.
Amen.
And actually, Christ is the one who's accepted for God's satisfaction. I was reminded in John when the Lord ascended, we were at a Bible study talking about this, but he had told Mary, he's like, you can't touch me. It was because he had to go first to the Father for the Lord's in his ascension to go to the Father for the Lord's pleasure. But it's like, actually, the Lord is really the only one who is acceptable to God. And so I feel like we're learning how to add the Lord to our prayers and how to experience the Lord at both these altars.
Amen.
But I really want to experience more praying Christ, praying in Christ, and adding The next two paragraphs are really good. It's in type, to offer strange incense is to pray something that is not Christ or is not related to Christ. And to use strange fire is to pray with motives that have not been dealt with by the cross. Mm-hmm. Burning the incense typifies praying. The incense typifies resurrected and ascended Christ. Hence, to burn the incense is to pray Christ, to pray in Christ, and with Christ as the incense. This kind of prayer is intercessory prayer, not prayer for ourselves, but prayer for the carrying out of the divine administration, the dispensing of God's supplying grace, and for the churches and the saints. Such prayer is a fragrant incense to God. It fulfills His purpose, satisfies His desire, and delights His heart. As Christmas is only in Christ.
Amen.
So may we experience this type of this prayer.
Amen.
Our brother brought up the verses in Psalm 84. I just want to read a few of these verses. Actually, Brother Ron, in the his concluding word, he encouraged the saints in this way. So I think it would be a good ending for the entire portion in Exodus. It begins with verse 1. How lovely are your tabernacles, O Jehovah of hosts. My soul longs, indeed even faints, for the courts of Jehovah. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God.
Amen.
Verse 3. At your two altars, even the sparrow has found a home, and a swallow a nest for herself. Verse 4. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. And then verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion. In his concluding word, our brother encouraged the saints to pray, this prayer, that to take the intrinsic way in God's building, and that is that in our hearts there would be highways to Zion. And he connected these two altars. I mean, the highway is really just this connection between the bronze altar in the outer court and the incense altar in the Holy of Holies. And actually, this is our journey, brothers and sisters. Each and every day, we should have a desire that we want to progress, to start from the bronze altar, and to enter and to find ourselves in the Holy of Holies, at the incense altar, where God's administration can be carried out. And I appreciated what our brother mentioned in the beginning, that we need to have these three prayers. The first kind of prayer is to pray at the bronze altar, have a certain realization that we are sinners, that Christ, as a unique offering, He is our replacement. Like our brother was sharing, how can a sparrow find a home at the bronze altar? Actually, if you think about it, a bronze altar was a huge furniture. It was so big that all the other furnishings could be contained in that one big altar. And what was going on? Fire, offerings. Physically, if you were there, it's something kind of, daunting, It's kind of scary. But here in these verses, it says the sparrow, which signifies a weak and frail believer, finds her home, right, at the altar.
Amen.
Why is that? It's because, number one, when we realize that Christ has terminated who we are, and even what He has done on the cross, He has defeated Satan.
Amen.
He has annulled His power.
Amen.
And so now, as a believer, when we come to the Lord, and many times, I think, what happens is the enemy attacks us, right? He accuses us. That's his job. He accuses the brethren. But what we need to do in response is to point to the enemy that
enemy, look at the cross.
Amen.
I identify myself with Christ as the offering,
Amen.
As the sin offering.
Amen.
And that Christ has defeated him on the cross.
Amen.
And so the cross now speaks for us.
Right.
His blood speaks for us.
Amen.
And gives us the boldness,
Amen.
The assurance. Like our brother Raphael pointed us to the verses in Hebrews. We have the boldness,
Amen.
Brothers, to come to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Because of the blood that was sprinkled.
Right.
And so this needs to be our beginning.
Amen.
Each and every day when we come to the Lord, Lord, I realize I am just a sinner.
Amen.
But I apply your blood
Amen.
According to your evaluation.
Amen.
Cover me
Amen.
So that I can come forward to God.
Amen.
And then we make this journey, right? We come in. We, of course, enjoy him as the showbread table. We enjoy him as the nourishment. We enjoy him as our light. But ultimately, we need to be one with him
Amen.
At the incense altar.
Amen.
And I really appreciated in the ministry this week to see that, you know, incense is something very mysterious, more mysterious than the compound ointment. And this really, and I think all these saints have echoed this, this needs to be our spiritual experience.
Amen.
I have a desire, and I think all of us, we all have the desire
Amen.
That this will not remain a doctrine.
Right.
That we can really enter into these experiences.
Amen.
Amen.
And I think it's so applicable right, to experience myrrh.
Amen.
To experience this sweet fragrance
Amen.
Of Christ's death.
Amen.
You know, every time you know, something rises up in our being. You know, I just consider in the church life, in our service groups, in our relationships with you know our family members. You know, sometimes you know because we're all persons of death, and so we give off this odor, and it's not so pleasant. You know, and this is why back then they needed to apply right myrrh because. When we're with one another over a period of time, we give off this estrangement, and it's not so pleasant. So we need Christ's death to cover that, to produce a fragrance, right? So that ultimately, in that experience, we can be one with Christ. We can experience Christ. And so that when we come to the incense altar, what we offer up is just Christ.
Amen.
It's nothing of ourselves.
Amen.
All of us, what we are, we need to come to our end.
Amen.
So that when we come to the Lord, what we offer to Him is just Christ.
Amen.
Because only Christ is acceptable to God.
Amen.
And so, praise the Lord, saints. We can enjoy Christ, we can experience Christ, we can be one with Christ,
Amen.
So that when we are praying,
Amen.
What we are praying is just something that is joined and mingled with Christ.
Amen.
So that it is Christ who is praying through us, and Christ that is being prayed out of us. Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Blessed are those,
Amen.
Right, who dwell in the house of God,
Amen.
Who have this journey day by day,
Amen.
Right, from the altar, the bronze altar, into the incense altar. My prayer is that we would give ourselves, right, to have in our hearts, the highway to Zion.
Amen.
Day after day, may we make this journey with the Lord
Amen.
So that the Lord can really gain what He is after.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, by the way, her name is Becky. Let Christ praise the prophet. Amen.